Ukraine is aware of all of Russia's plans for seizing Ukrainian territory. There is information that only Russian President Vladimir Putin and Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu want to continue the war, head of the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine Kirilo Budanov said in an interview. "We are aware of almost all of their plans. As soon as some ideas are born in large offices, we immediately know about them. I repeat, any attempts to seize Ukraine by military means will fail," Budanov said. He also noted that already 18 enemy battalion tactical groups had completely lost their combat capability, another 13 had been completely destroyed. 31 battalion tactical groups actually lost their combat capability over 2 weeks. "These are terrible losses that Russians have never had before," the intelligence chief stressed. According to the press center of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, as of the morning of 12 March, the occupying forces of the Russian Federation continue to suffer heavy losses. The total combat losses of the enemy from 24 February to 12 March were approximately as follows. Manpower. More than 12,000 people. Tanks. 362. Armored combat vehicles. 1,205. Artillery systems. 135. Multiple launch rocket systems. 62. Air defense units. 33. Aircraft. 58. Helicopters. 83. Vehicles. 585. Ships, boats. 3. Fuel tanks. 60. UAVs of operational and tactical level. 7. Russia's defense ministry reports a much smaller number of killed and wounded. There is currently no independent confirmation of data on the losses of the Russian army in Ukraine. Bohdan Marushiak,